Derek, as the one-to-one deployments take hold and it becomes the norm and it spreads through the school over the next, say, year and years to come, what do you think it's going to do in terms of impact on learning? What do you think this investment in infrastructure and investment in devices is going to give us in terms of return on improved opportunities and outcomes for learners?
I suppose one of the key things when we first went down the one-to-one route, one of the things that we thought might transpire, we've got a very big group of staff who are working very hard to support this project. And one of the things that I kind of thought we might get was some richer documentation being given to the kids to support their learning and teaching. We might have seen video and audio and such embedded in documents or links to other documents elsewhere that would enhance the learning. And I still think that that will come. But I suppose some of the things that we've actually found have had the biggest impact are lots of small things. And it's the lots of small things that I think will have a cumulative impact on learning and teaching. And just to give you one small example, the scientists, you've probably heard this from Mark, where when kids are now doing experiments in science, they previously had to spend a considerable amount of time drawing out the diagrams and labelling them. Well, now they've got a camera in their device, they take a picture, they bung it in a word process document, and they attach a couple of labels.
Yeah.
So it speeds things up. So the real learning, the actual carrying out the experiment and deductions that follow and so on, there's much more time for that. So the kids can have meaningful discussion around it rather than perhaps, as they've often been, carrying out experiments and rushing to try and get to the end yet because there hasn't been enough time. So pacey learning, I think, will pick up. In art, one of the things that kids have been doing in terms of portraiture, you know, taking photographs of themselves, but then they can expand it so they can get the detail into the portraits that they wouldn't have been able to do in the past. So it's accumulation of small things that I think is going to have a real impact. But one area I think that will have a profound impact will be on consolidation of learning for some of our least able youngsters. And I think in every school that I've been as both deputy and head teacher, when parents complain about kids not getting homework, you investigate. By and large, you find that the kid is sitting in the lowest 20 to 30% of the ability grouping. And you often find that despite school policy that every kid should be taking their books and jotters home and they should be consolidating their learning, you find that it isn't happening sometimes because staff are worried that kids are going to lose their jotters and not bring them back in. Well, you know, these kids don't lose their mobile phones. I don't see them losing these devices. And the one key thing that they will always have is because they're going to be storing the learning materials in the cloud, it's always going to be there and available to them at any time. So one of the things that I really do hope will come from this is more consolidation of learning in a variety of forums for those lower ability youngsters.